This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, special meeting teleconference for February 20th, 2006. This is Dave Adelson speaking. I'm the chair.
Bird.
Teresa Allen is the secretary. Teresa, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, it's 8.07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Steve Pierce, are you here? No. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
A.C. Bird?
Here.
Rob Robinson? No. Zarina Shakir?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Yes, okay. Rosalinda Palacios?
Present.
Thank you. Mary Berg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Here.
Thank you. Patty Heffley? No. Ray LaForest? No. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Present.
Thank you. David Adelson?
Here.
Thank you. Alan Minsky? No. Don White?
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon? No. Teresa Allen here. Sandy Weinman? No. Ken Freeland?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you.
Sandy.
Here? Sorry?
Hello?
Sandy's
here.
Sandy, thank
yeah.
you very much.
Star six to mute, correct?
No, I think on this one it's #1 or *1.
Rob Robinson.
Okay, we'll try it.
#1 to mute.
Lottie here.
Okay.
Can you all still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you all still hear me?
Yes. Lonnie?
Yes.
Lonnie Hicks is here. Is Greg Guma here?
Yes, here.
Thank you. And is there any? I just got Rob Robinson. Is there anyone else that whose name did not hear? You did not hear your name called.
Patty Allen.
I'm Lydia. Sorry.
Missing Patty Allen.
Patty Heffley.
To my knowledge, Steve Pierce, Patty Heffley, Ray LaForest, Alan Minsky, and Lydia Brazon are not on the phone at this time.
Thank you, Deanna.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we have quorum. So,
move approval of the agenda.
Okay. There's been a motion to approve the draft agenda. Ambrose has moved to approve the draft agenda that was sent around, so it's now on the... Is there a second to that?
Second.
A second
Serena.
From Sandy. So there is... now it's on the floor before us. Now, I want to... Before we do... The agenda items I'd like to address, if I could, two process things that may affect the consideration of the agenda. I'd like to ask for the consent of the body that for motions on procedure, I will be, as chair, allowed to entertain up to, but not more than two statements for and two against any process motions. That means any motion to strike item from the agenda, any motion to postpone things, anything having to do with process. I'd like, in the interest of time, to have at most two statements for and against, and I'll alternate. Is there any objection to conducting this meeting in that way?
That was included in my motion.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
Okay, great. Then if there's no objection to that, we can proceed on that basis.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand what you're suggesting there, Dave. You're saying that if somebody moves to postpone an item, that that only two from each opinion will be permitted to speak to the question?
Correct.
I guess I'd like to make an amendment to that that would allow the maker of the original motion to be included among the four.
Okay.
I would second that.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, great. Now, the other thing I'd like to ask is that during the course of the meeting that we allot 2 minutes per speaker and 5 minutes for introduction of reports by the introducer. Is there any objection to doing that?
Should we make it shorter than 2 minutes?
I don't think. That hopefully people will self-regulate.
Okay.
If there's no objection, then we'll take that as the rule for this meeting. Next, I'd like to ask for a timekeeper who will keep track of all these things.
I'll do it.
Who's that?
Patty Heffley has a little beeping timer.
Okay, if you can say 30 seconds when people have, quietly, when people have 30 seconds left, and time quietly. When
oh, these are
finished.
The, okay, and this is 2 minutes?
This is 2 minutes, and you'll also be responsible for...
the main timing.
The main time, and for that I'd like to know 5 minutes before the end of an item. Okay, so the agenda is the 40 minutes on contracts policy, 20 minutes on coordinating committee report, 15 minutes on WPFWLSB report, 30 on election affiliate election process, 10 minutes on the finance committee report, the budget calendar motion, 15 on elections committee report, 20 minutes reconsidering the PMB committee composition, 15 minutes on board member conduct, 15 minutes on LSB suspension of Ken Freeland, and then executive session report from the Corporate Counsel Task Force and status report on pending suits, 30 minutes. Are there amendments to any proposed amendments to this agenda?
Zarina would like to amend number 3 to 5 minutes.
Number 3, coordinating committee report on training to 5 minutes.
No, not coordinating committee.
That's the new number. Three.
The WPFW.
Number 4.
Gen item number 3.
Okay, on my list, for some reason
now?
I have it as 4.
I have it
okay. But, okay, let me go back and look at the original mail. I copied it into Word. All right, but
it's
WPFW LSB report, 5 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Yes.
Is Patty up?
Second.
Okay. Who seconded?
Ambrose.
Ambrose seconded. Okay. Discussion on this. I'm going to call for 2 in support and 2 opposed.
May I ask a question? Please?
Actually, Zarina, could you before I do that, Mary, Zarina, could you please motivate your amendment?
Please.
I only need 5 minutes to discuss this, despite the fact that I did receive Patty's email today. I only need 5 minutes to discuss it.
Okay. So I'll take a stack, and then I'll alternate between the pro and con on that stack. Who would like to speak to the
information?
I had a point of information, a question.
Okay. I've heard Ambrose so far. Let me ask Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
I just wanted to ask, you read the Times. Is that on an agenda that was sent out? The one I'm looking at doesn't have the Times.
Yes, the Times was sent out. The proposed Times was sent out last night.
Last night, okay. So.
At 11:56.
Point of information.
Yes, Ken.
I'd like to know if the purpose of this agenda item is to simply hear a report or if it is to discuss what to do in terms of the report.
The board referred the question of the results of those elections or the conduct of it to that committee, to the LSB as a committee of the board.
Yes.
We now have to hear their recommendation, and any action proposed would come forward at that time, as would any other motions.
I would like to speak
question.
In opposition to the amendment.
Okay. So, Ken, who else?
I was.
I already got Ambrose. Ken, who else?
Patty,
and who else?
A.C. Bird.
A.C. Am I correct that Ken and Patty will be speaking opposed to Ambrose and A.C. in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we'll go with that.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay, sorry. We're here.
Simon, one information.
Teresa, I would like on the stack. I'm opposed.
Okay. Yes, sir?
If somebody could move their...
Mr. Chair, there's a lot of noise in the background.
Can't hear it.
Yeah.
Somebody's washing their dishes and cooking.
I think it's star star.
Pound one.
Pound one is the toggle. So if people who are not in need of speaking
could do that. Didn't work for me last time. I'll try.
Pound one. Okay.
That's better. Thank you.
So I'll start with Ken. Ken is speaking opposed.
I think, although I don't know the substance of the report, I haven't seen it yet. I think that. There's contention. There is not agreement about the nature of the elections there. And given that there's still going to be disagreement, I think we're still back where we were when I tried to make the original proposal to have an independent investigator make a recommendation. Therefore, I think it will require more than 5 minutes to process and act on.
Ambrose.
It's my understanding that the report is being prepared for the entire PNB, and will be transmitted on Wednesday by our elected chair. And I don't think this board can act unless you have the opinion of the LSB, the official position of the LSB. So I think this is premature.
Patty.
The Elections Committee met last night and actually went over the information of the transcript and listened to the audio from the chair at the meeting, and we have it seems to be things that we consider to be probably undisputable that do violate the rules of order. That we have a motion that we'd like to bring this evening in the essence of timeliness, and I'm kind of confused about the report from the LSB that's coming from the chair. I don't know how if someone can explain if that's a official by the whole LSB sat down and wrote this report, or if the chair is writing a report, because this, we have the information here that we think enough to make a motion, and we'd like to make a motion.
AC.
Yes, first of all, I support what Ambrose has just said. The original motion in the PNB was for us to take it back to the LSB. The LSB took the motion under consideration. We discussed the issue in the board. We had the advice of a parliamentarian. We also voted to reaffirm and uphold the elections. And quite honestly, we're somewhat concerned about the committee taking this issue up, that is, the election committee, without an official report, as Ambrose has indicated, coming from the board. We think they're acting in haste, and we don't know the motivation for this. It seems to be outside of the parameters of what the process is.
Okay. We've heard two pro and two con. I just want to say as a point of information for the board that I believe that other items on this agenda are going to require us to schedule another meeting within 2 weeks, another teleconference of this board. So I think that that is a piece of information that, that might bear on people's decision on this. With that, I think that we need to go to a vote. Teresa, can you call the roll? This is to amend the agenda by shortening the LSB report on PNB elections to 5 minutes.
Okay. Amend to limit to 5 minutes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And then what?
All right. Ambrose Lane?
Yeah. All right. No, there's no...
Pardon me?
If everybody could unmute themselves so you're ready to vote and be as quiet as you can once you're unmuted, that would help us. Thank you.
All right. A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Serena Shakir?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
Pass.
Is that a pass?
Yep.
All right. Rosalinda Palacios?
Pass.
Mary Byrd?
Yes.
Is that a pass?
Yeah.
People need to speak very loudly when called upon.
I'm not quite sure which is the motion, whether I'm voting on Patty's motion.
The motion is to amend the WPFW LSB report to be only to limit it to 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll pass.
Pass. Okay, LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest?
Yes. Pass for now.
I'm sorry? Yes and no?
It's a pass.
It's a yes.
He's a pass.
No, he passed.
Passed.
I'm sorry. Bob Lederer?
No.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
No.
No. David Adelson?
I don't vote.
I'm sorry. Alan Minsky is not here. Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen votes no. Sandy Wyman?
No.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shapto?
No.
All right. There are... Okay, I'm going back to the past. Steve Pierce? Okay. All right. Star Brandon?
Yes.
Okay. Rosalinda Palacios?
No.
Okay. And Mary Berg?
No.
All right. And Ray LaForest?
Oops.
Ray LaForest?
Hello, I'm sorry, I was on mute. I say yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes.
Okay, so that amendment fails. Before we consider other amendments, I'd like to propose one myself, which is adding the scheduling of the next meeting, 10 minutes, to follow the approval of the agenda. Is there any objection to that?
Say that again?
I'd like to add a 10-minute item to schedule our next meeting. There is nothing on scheduling the next meeting here.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like to
I think that's too long, and this is Lydia.
You don't know the group like I do, but I'll defer.
No, I just think it should be done by email.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Point of information, if you say 10 minutes and we only take two, then, I mean...
Then it's a miracle.
I mean, why object to 10 minutes, you know?
Because it should be done by email, that's why. So I say 5 minutes, and if we can't do it in five, we do it by email.
I agree.
Okay, that's an objection. I'm willing to set it at 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
All right.
Is there any objection to adding that item?
So add 5 minutes to schedule the next meeting of the PNB.
Correct. Okay, now we're on to other amendments.
Passes without objection.
This is Lydia.
Yes, and who else did I hear?
You heard me, Lisa.
Okay, Lydia, then Lisa.
Number five, affiliate election process. Why half an hour? Just to have a recap on
the reason is that there may be some questions about the issues of the rule of order. I'm going to be proposing that we suspend the rules. The election of affiliates, as specified in the bylaws, takes place at the March meeting. I believe that to be a rule of order. It specifies the order in which we do things. We are allowed to suspend the rules of order in order to for things in the bylaws that are in the form of a rule of order. And so what I'd be proposing is that we do that and hold an election on the teleconference. I thought that that question might take up a fair amount of time in back and forth, and it's important given the timing that we resolve it in this meeting, because if we're going to do that, then we would need to do it at our next meeting, and that's why that much time was allotted.
I'd like to propose it be 20 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to reduce it to 20.
Either.
There's a second. Is there any objection to the reduction in time? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Lisa.
Okay, Chair, I would like to propose that item number 9, I would be willing in the interest of time, and since there's so much on this agenda, to propose that item number 9 be moved to the next teleconference, the agenda for the next teleconference call.
Okay.
I second that.
Sarf seconded it. Is there any objection?
I'm not understanding it. Can you repeat it?
Item 9 on board member conduct. Lisa, who requested that it be placed on this agenda, has graciously offered to postpone till our next agenda, meeting.
In the interest of time. Because there's so much on this agenda as it is.
So it's a motion to strike item 9. There's been a second by Sarv. Is there any objection?
No.
Wonderful. Thanks, Lisa.
Dave, this is Ray. I have a question on the procedure we just voted on earlier.
Yep.
This is an absolutely banning rule about having two individuals on each side of the question?
Yes.
On procedural matters.
No, I understand.
Procedural questions, not on substantive items.
Because we just discussed an issue as to whether we should have 5 minutes for a debate and a point. And I didn't hear my position on anyone who presented. I was prevented from by that rule, but from expressing the reasons why I was doing it.
Yeah, I understand. The reason
I am glad.
The reason I asked for the consent of the board on that is simply because on questions of process, if it's not crucial given the length of the agenda, I thought it would be a problem. So that was the agreement for this meeting. If somebody requests an exception to that, I can consider it on a case-by-case basis, but I'd urge us not to because then it sort of violates validity of it for every time.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
three and
a half minutes left on this agenda item.
Are there other proposed amendments to the agenda? Bob.
Okay, two amendments. The first is that the item KPFT LSB suspension of Ken Freeland not be postponed till the next meeting.
That it not be?
No, I'm sorry, that it not be on this agenda,
okay.
But be postponed to the next.
Okay, you're requesting postponement of the Freeland suspension question. Is there a second?
Yeah.
I heard Ambrose second. Do you want a motive? Is there opposition to that?
There's opposition.
I somehow thought so. Bob, would you motivate that?
Yeah. The last in-person board meeting took up a motion that I made on the same subject and voted to refer it to the governance committee. So I think that really, that process should go forward before the board reconsiders the matter itself, and I know Ken has emailed us a motion that makes reference to the board having voted some determination on this question, but I believe that that's incorrect, that the board never did actually rule on anything other than the fact that it should be taken up by the governance committee. So I guess, actually, I'm sorry, my motion should have been to postpone until the governance committee takes it up.
Okay. Since we're in the agenda portion of the agenda, I think I'll yield. One point on time, Patty said we have 3.5 minutes yet, but because we haven't voted to adopt the agenda yet, we continue on the agenda until we've processed all the motions. I'm hoping we can get it done quickly. I heard Ken's voice in opposition to the motion to postpone.
Mary Berg has possibly an amendment if it's...
Okay, Ken, Mary, who else would like to speak on this? Okay, Ken?
Thank you. Bob's point is not well taken in the sense that the original motion that he made to the board specifically exempts... Excuse me just a second.
The point of privilege, are you on a speakerphone, Ken, or something?
Yeah, I'm on a speakerphone with Therese.
Can you turn it off? It's very hard to hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Alan Minsky.
So in any case, the original motion by letter that was referred by the committee just specifically exempts anything regarding my particular case from being considered. It only allows for the general principle to be considered, and I am asking... This is an entirely different motion. It has nothing to do with the general principle. It has everything to do with a specific judgment or suspension that was made in my case being overturned, which Bob's motion specifically exempted from consideration. So I'm asking that the board understand these are entirely separate motions and they have really different purposes.
Mary.
Yes, I would like to move acceptable to Bob and doesn't violate the intention of his thought to move the Ken Freeland issue to governance, to refer it to governance.
Okay, I am confused about whether we can do that in this part of the agenda, but for the purposes of getting the sense of the body respected, we'll do that. There's been a motion to amend it to... Well, we'll just accept Bob's original reframing, which was to refer to the governance committee. So is there any objection?
Point of order.
Yes.
Bob was suggesting that this, he wasn't suggesting this be referred to governance. He was suggesting that this be postponed until governance acts on his motion. Okay, that's a very different thing from what I just heard. Yeah.
Okay, I understand your point. In that case,
Bob,
point of order?
Hold on a second. Sarf, and then
Bob. What was your intent here?
My intent was that for governance to consider it. So either way, it doesn't matter to me whether we formally refer it or wait till after. I think it should be brought up by governance and
okay.
At governance and then brought back to the board.
Ray, your point of order.
That was, well, my point of order, that was just covered now.
Thank you. Okay, so I think there's, is there an objection from any member of the board, or do we need to vote for this motion to be reframed as a motion to refer to the governance committee?
Yeah.
It's out of order to refer to governance committee in the course of assuring the agenda. That's
okay, and that's well taken. It is out of order to do it. I was hoping we could get common consent to handle it.
However, the idea of postponing it is, well, yeah, that's probably out of order too.
The idea of postponing it to another agenda item is not out of order.
Okay, you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah.
So is Berg's motion?
So we're back to the original motion, which is to postpone. Is there any objection to postponement?
Of course. I just spoke against it.
Okay, then we
I have a substitute motion.
Go ahead, Ambrose.
That we remove item 10 from this agenda.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. We've heard the arguments already. Does anybody else feel a need to argue this in the pro or the con? Then let's go to a vote. Can you call the roll?
What are we voting on?
To strike the item from this agenda.
No, sir. You cannot accept the substitute until the substitute is voted on by the committee.
No, that's not accurate. You can have up to two substitute amendments.
Yeah, but you have to decide between the substitute and the original main motion.
No, you didn't.
Point taken. All those in favor of the motion to substitute Ambrose's language for the original motion, please.
I'm sorry, what was the language?
Ambrose is proposing to substitute for the original motion and the amendment that the item be stricken from this agenda. So we are now voting to substitute Ambrose's language.
And who was the second? Who made the second?
Rosalinda.
Thank you.
Okay, will you call the roll, Teresa?
Yes. We're going to start with A.C. Byrd.
I support
the
Ambrose.
The motion is
yes.
To substitute for the Ken Freeland motion to strike it, and Elaine's motion to remove the Ken Freeland motion from the agenda.
Yes.
Bob Robinson?
Yes.
Karina Shakir?
Yes.
Star Rondawa?
Yes.
Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Mary Byrd?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Pass.
Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest? I'll come back. Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Lisa
no,
Davis? Ray LaForest?
Yeah, I said no.
No. Okay, thank you. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Thank you. David Adelson? I'm sorry. Messed up again. Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don White?
Abstain.
Lydia Razon?
Abstain.
Teresa Allen, yes. Sandy Weinman? Yes. Sandy Weinman?
Pound one, Sandy.
I'll come back. Ken Freeland?
My understanding is that we're voting between Ambrose Lane's version and Bob's version of the amendment, correct?
A vote yes is a vote to substitute Lane's language. A vote no would put us back to Bob Lederer's, considering Bob Lederer's amendment.
No.
That's a no. Deb Shapto?
Yes.
Okay, coming back, I'm sorry, Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Okay, Steve Pierce?
Who?
Okay, Patty Heffley?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain, okay. And?
Sandy?
Sandy Weinman. No, I don't think he's here. So, let me count the votes. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses.
I have 11. No, wrong. Yeah, you're right.
I have Lane.
Order.
I'm sorry?
Teresa, go ahead.
And no is 2.
Okay. So that motion has been substituted. Now, I'd like to, is there any objection to adopting the substituted motion? Hearing none, that's adopted. Okay, the next, are there any other further amendments to the agenda?
Yes, Dave, it's Bob.
Go ahead.
Okay, in light of the overall length of this agenda, which I think is both unfair to people on the East Coast who would be ending past midnight and also just unrealistic for us to stay focused, I would reluctantly propose that we shorten the contracts policy from 40 minutes to 10 minutes with an eye not to vote on it tonight, but to hear from management that we haven't really heard from and maybe ask questions and then vote on it at the next teleconference.
Okay, there's been such a motion. I would like to... is there a second?
Well, I'll second.
Okay, there's been a second. I would
Who's
like to
second?
Speak to it.
And I'd like to speak to it.
Who is the second?
Sorry.
As chair of the governance committee, I would like to speak to it, and I would like to say that it was put on our agenda at the D.C. meeting. Input from management was solicited back in December. This meeting, to my mind, the first item of business on this agenda is that question, and it's a major question, and I would be very unhappy to think that the primary reason, to my mind, for this meeting was deferred because of the other things that were added. I think it's something that came from a committee. It's the longest standing piece of unfinished business before us, and so I would ask the support of the board to address this question.
Point of order.
Dave, can you put me on the stack? This is Lydia.
Yes, Ken, point of order.
Okay. The previous question of Ken Freeland's suspension, my understanding is that we just passed an amendment language from Ambrose Lane substituting it for Bob Lederer's, but we did not vote on whether or not the amendment was to be accepted.
Oh, yes, okay. We did.
Am I correct
in
that or
not? Please, folks, I'd like to ask the people to keep order. What happened was after we voted to substitute, then I said, now we're to vote on the substituted motion. Is there any objection? And at that time, I heard none.
Well, then we should vote on it. We haven't voted on it.
No, what we've been doing is on issues without objection, which this was.
But, Dave, if
we
ask if
proceed.
There's no objection to voting on it, you're asking if we're to go ahead and proceed to a vote, not whether or not people are in favor of it.
I understand.
That's a different question
entirely. I see. So you misunderstood my intent. My intent, hold on, excuse me, I'd like to ask everybody, please not to interrupt. Ken misunderstood the intent of my question. So in that case, Ken, if you object to adopting it unanimously, we can call the roll on this.
I do object.
Haven't we exceeded the time for this item?
We have not adopted the agenda yet, so that time
That's right.
can't be binding. The time proposed can't be binding until the body accepts the agenda.
Well, you've allotted 20 minutes.
I understand, but until we've adopted this agenda, that proposal isn't binding. So in the interest of fairness, if Ken misunderstood my intent, I'd like you to call the roll, Teresa. This is now to vote to approve the substituted motion, which is to strike the issue of the KPFT-LSB suspension from this agenda. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Approve. So are we voting on the Lane motion?
We're voting on the Lane motion.
To remove this item from the agenda.
Right. And for those who aren't following this, what we did earlier was vote to substitute it. Now, because Ken is objecting to our accepting it without objection, we are going to vote on its substitution. I mean, on that motion itself.
All right, we're going to start with Rob Robinson.
So a yes vote is a vote in favor of the Lane motion to strike this from the agenda.
Rob Robinson? Okay, I'll come back. Sorry. Serena Shakir?
Yes.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa? Sarv Randhawa? I'll come back. Rosalinda Palacios?
Pass.
Did you say pass or yes?
Pass.
Pass. Thank you. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. LeVar Williams?
Yes.
Thank you. Patty Heffley?
I'm going to pass.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
No.
No. Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Thank you. Teresa Allen is yes. Sandy Weinman? Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Coming back. Steve Pierce does not appear to be here. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Thank you. Rob Robinson? I'm going to say not here. Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Thank you. Rosalinda Palacios?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. And Patty Heffley?
No.
Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Thank you. All right. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. And 1, 2, 3 no's.
Okay. So that's stricken from the agenda. Further, let's see. Where were we? Bob, you were at a motion before us, which was to reduce to 10 minutes the contracts policy resolution. I've spoken in against it. Is there anybody who would like to speak in favor?
Dave, may I? I didn't really get to speak,
may I? Yeah, go ahead. Well, first let me hear who else wants to speak on the question. Lydia, do you want to speak in favor or opposed?
In favor. In favor of what? In favor of...
reducing to 10 minutes.
No.
Okay. Okay, so you'll speak opposed. Who would like to speak in favor?
I want to speak in support.
Who's that?
Lonnie.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's the motion on the floor?
The motion is to reduce the discussion of the contracts policy to 10 minutes.
Bob Lederer's motion. Okay.
Bob, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I am on the governance committee that helped to develop this, and I fully agree with Dave that this is a very important matter that has been kept waiting a long time. However, I am concerned about the overall length of these meetings, and I think it's, aside from issues of regional equity, as far as people have to get up and go to work on the East Coast, it's also a question of how effective we can be as a board when we're tired and our nerves are frayed after 3.5-plus hours of work. So for that reason alone, I think something's got to give. And the only reason that I am suggesting that this be the one to give is that, unfortunately, every other item on this agenda is time-sensitive. And while, you know, it's been a long time that we've been trying to pass this, I don't think that a couple weeks more delay is going to be devastating. But I do think we've got to stop having these meetings that just go on and on. So that's why, reluctantly, I think we should just put it off a little bit longer.
Okay, Lydia?
Rob Robinson.
Okay, I mean, I personally think that we can do it in like half an hour. However, I think that if necessary, if we have to continue this meeting, I agree wholeheartedly with Bob. After, let's say, even 2.5 hours, we're kind of brain dead. East Coast, it's really late over here. We're barely getting out of work, so we don't get to eat until the meeting's over. Or
whatever it is that we're doing. Anyway, it's just too much. But I do think we either split up the meeting, but I don't think that we can keep postponing everything over and over again, particularly things that have such, you know, a fiscal impact of this magnitude on an ongoing basis. We've discussed it at length, I know. The newer members, we need the, at least the half hour just to bring everybody up to speed. But the rest of us that have been on the governance committee, for example, or on the board already, are very well versed with the concept, and I think we should just move along and deal with it. It's the early item on the agenda. Let's just do it. Whatever we don't finish, we end up having, let's say, another hour's meeting on another day later this week or something.
Okay. I just want to note that according to the bylaws, Greg and Lonnie are members of the coordinating committee. They're not formally members of the board, but as a courtesy to the folks who do the work, I'm recognizing Lonnie. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I'll just have a couple of minutes, but I have real strong concerns, and I do speak for some other folks, too, who have not yet spoken up to ask me to do it. First of all, there's a question of what the charge of the governance committee is, and if you read the bylaws, I question whether this motion is purview of the governance committee. You read that carefully. There's nothing in the chart. The governance committee was designed, if you read the bylaws carefully, to monitor the governance policies of the board, not of operations. Second area is it has a suggestion that the ED and the CFO not be able to vote on the coordinating committee or refuse themselves. I think that's a violation of the bylaws, clearly. Bylaws state clearly that the ED and the CFO are members of the coordinating committee. Third objection would be, this is a very wide-ranging policy that moves into every corner of the network, and I think that putting it in the hands of the coordinating committee is to create the executive committee.
Lonnie, that's a debate on the substance of the motion. This is on whether we consider it now.
Oh, no debate at this point. Is that what we're doing?
You can debate on whether we should consider it for 10 minutes as opposed to half an hour. That's what it's before us.
Issue. I just think there's so many issues. You can't do it in 20 minutes. I really would motion to submit a written statement from management so you can get a clear idea what some of these objections are. I would ask for Bob for a friendly amendment to allow management to say a written statement would be in order.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm asking if Bob would accept the proposal to ask management to submit a written statement on managers so that the board can clearly see what some of the concerns are.
Just as a point of information, that input was solicited in December.
People did not do it because they weren't sure. Well, some people were feeling a little bit hesitant to do so. So right now, I'm the one that's speaking.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Rob.
The governance committee solicited information or response from management in December. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what response did we receive from management?
I received an email from Eva Georgia saying that she felt the terms looked okay to her. But what we're on is whether we're going to shorten time. So if there's no debate on this, I'd like to move to a vote on the motion to truncate it to 10 minutes. Can you call the roll, Teresa?
Okay, just 1 minute. Shorten the contract discussion motion 10 minutes. All righty. Zarina Shakir?
Yes, shorten it.
All right. Barb Rondawa? Barb? I'll come back. Linda Palacio?
Yes.
You? Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. Laverne Williams? Laverne Williams? Oh, I'm sorry?
Pass.
Thank you. Patty Heffley?
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Alaminsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don White?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brezon?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen, no. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Thank you. Welcome back. Ken Freeland?
Thank you.
Abstain.
Thank you. Deb Shapto?
No.
Steve Pierce does not appear to be here. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Byrd?
Abstain.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
No.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
My friend, the snorer, would be in the East Coast. So.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Thank you. All right. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So the motion carries. It's now 10 minutes. Anything further? Okay, hearing none, then we're prepared to adopt the motion, the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
No.
Okay, then we're prepared to move on. In the amended agenda, the next item is the scheduling of the next meeting. Is there a proposal for when our next meeting will be?
Mary Berg here. Did we not have them? Was it not the third Wednesday or Monday of the month?
Could
we designate it something like that so that we don't keep having to do it?
Well, the third Monday of the month is the 13th of March. It's the 20th of March, and our in-person meeting is the 24th
right.
of March.
We'll have to have this.
The purpose of it, so everybody knows, the purpose of this meeting will likely be, if we approve on the affiliates item, to hold the affiliate election. We may be able to even do that via writing in this one, depending on how fast we can move through it. There was a question about the suspension of the rules at this meeting in order to do that. The other thing that may come up is that we have a coordinating committee motion that says that there needs to be a proposal on the diversity anti-racism training. And if that comes up on the 13th, that leaves 11 days prior to the meeting. So if the board amends the proposal in any ways, that's how much time is available for acting on those changes. So
Mary Berg, may I then move that we have it 2 weeks from, that we have it on the 3rd? That wouldn't be 2 weeks.
The 3rd, you mean the 6th?
On the 6th.
At 8 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah.
Is there an objection to...
What's the date?
Monday the 6th of
Monday
March.
Monday the 6th at 8 p.m. is the proposal. Is there a second?
Mr.
Second.
Okay, Bob seconded. Yes, Sarf?
The first week of March is not good for me. After the first week, everything is fine.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is propose an alternative if you don't want to do that date.
Okay, first
why don't you think about it for a second, and we'll hear if there are any other objections.
This is Ray?
Yes, Ray?
I cannot make that day, so any other day, Tuesday the 7th, I heard you say that 13 would be too late. The Wednesday the 8th?
No.
No.
Tuesday the 7th. Oh, sorry, David Allen wants to speak.
Go ahead.
Yeah, again, once again, Mondays, every Monday, except when we're in Fun Drive like today, I produce until really 6:15 is the earliest I can make it.
Okay, I'm hearing a suggestion of substituting Tuesday the 7th.
Is Ken Freeland.
Pardon me?
Ken Freeland would like to speak.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
The 7th is a governance committee meeting here at KPFT.
Okay.
Myself and Deb Shapto, I believe, are both on that committee.
I can't be there either.
Would Friday the 10th be possible?
Friday the 10th?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll be okay with me too.
Yes.
We have a meeting on. Oh wait, I'm. Wait a second. I'm in the room. Next month we don't. It's okay.
On Fridays I can only participate up till about 8:30 our time. After
okay,
that,
so that
I'm
that
off
would
to,
be that would be till 9:30 Eastern. So you would be available for the first hour and a half.
That's correct.
Zarina,
I have no
Zarina
objection. I have no
Friday.
Objection to the date, though.
Zarina can't do it on Friday?
I can't do Fridays except for when we have that quarterly board meeting. I'm scheduled for every weekend.
Okay.
What about 9?
Can you propose an alternative time?
9?
I too can't come.
Monday
the
9th
is the Finance Committee meeting.
Okay. Sunday the 12th?
That's
or Sunday the 5th?
I could do that.
I can't do any weekend. I do television shows, and I have a new job that requires that I have to be at work on Fridays.
Okay, well, the only way we can resolve this is by voting the dates originally.
Right.
The most recent date I heard, since the 12th and the 5th don't do anything better for you, Zarina, then the 10th is the last proposal before us.
Didn't you say the 5th? I thought you
said
the meeting. Yeah, we said the 5th or the
12th. I said Sunday the 5th or the 12th, but that does no better for Zarina.
No, but I can miss a meeting, okay? All of us have something to do
right.
Probably every day of the week.
So
Friday the 10th
is
good for me.
Okay, I think I'd like to do the vote on the most recent proposed, which is the 10th.
Okay.
Can you call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. So the motion is for our next meeting on Friday 3/10/06. All right. We'll start with
8 p.m.
At what time? 7. 8 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, could we make it?
Okay.
8 p.m.
Yes.
Sarv has requested 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
I'll second that. This is Lydia.
Oh, okay. God, that's hard for those people. Jeez.
Are we going to vote on an amendment now, or?
Let us vote on the date, then we'll vote on the time.
Yeah.
Friday.
Okay, we're
going
to vote on the date only. Okay, Sarv Randhawa?
Point of order.
Yes.
It's possible there may be no objection. Why don't you ask if there's objection, which is different than can you personally not attend, but do you object to the board setting a date?
Okay. Good. Thank you, Bob. Is there an objection to setting the date as the 10th?
I accept.
Okay. Then please call the roll, Teresa.
All right. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
All right. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Right. Patty Hepley? Patty Hepley? Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest? Bob Letterer?
No.
Lisa Davis?
With no. Wait, I'm this is about whether we want to be on the 10th, correct?
For our next meeting to be on March 10th of 06.
No, no.
Okay, thank you. Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen says no. Sandy Wineman?
Abstain, thank you.
Thank you. Ken Freeland? Thank you. Yeah, Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Thank you. Steve Pierce is apparently not here. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Thank you. Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson? All right. Zarina Shakir?
No.
Thank you. So I'm going to the passes. LaVarne Williams?
I abstain.
Thank you. Patty Hepley?
No.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
No.
Thank you. And back to Rob Robinson. Does not appear to be here. Okay, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It passes, but I'm very concerned at that level.
No, and how about the abstentions?
And this, Patty, we're over time. We're way over time now. The vote started at the end of 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
Teresa, how many abstentions?
Three.
Yeah, but the abstentions don't count towards the void. Unfortunately, that is the time that we've now adopted. We're at time. The next item on the agenda is the contract.
So the meeting is on the 10th?
Yeah. Do we set a time?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
No.
I would like, by common consent, to agree to 10:30. We will have a much shorter agenda next time.
10:30 Eastern?
Excuse me, 8:30 Eastern.
8:30. Which would be Pacific time.
5:30,
huh?
Okay. Without objection, we'll set it for 8:30.
Without objection.
And I will note it on the calendar right now. So the next item is the contracts policy. I was chair of the governance committee, so I'll ask to turn the chair over to Sarf, because I will be presenting this report. Is that okay, Sarf?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you tell me what's happening again?
I'm turning the chair for this agenda item over to Sarf, since
okay,
I'm presenting. As was indicated in the emails, this contracts policy was sent to the governance committee by the PNB and at its Houston meeting in June of 2004. And just a comment that Lonnie's point about this not being appropriately before the governance committee is resolved by the PNB having assigned it there, and the PNB has the right to do that. The contracts policy, what we had discussed, so, and by the way, this has been in process for quite some time, is a policy that lets us track our fiduciary responsibility. We are ultimately responsible for every contractual arrangement into which the foundation enters, yet we have no mechanism to know about these things or to comment on them. And to make sure that they conform to policy. At the June 2004 meeting, we passed a motion saying that while we were developing a policy on oversight, any significant contracts would be noticed to the board. And we left the question of what constituted a significant contract up to the executive so as not to have to spend time in discussion over that point or arguing or quibbling. Since that time, to my knowledge, the board has been not been notified of any contract, which either means that the policy, that there have been no contracts in which significant items were altered, or it means that that policy wasn't followed. The governance committee mechanism basically calls for the notifying of a committee of the board of the intent to enter into a contract, into a new form of contract, or a new contract, 14 days in advance. The purpose of that is to let the committee have time to convene a meeting if it thinks it's necessary to review the terms of the contract, and if it thinks that there are issues in there that are problematic, to request a PNB review before the contract moves forward. The policy does not call for notification for every execution of a new contract. So the idea is that we as a foundation will have a standard set of contracts that we use, for example, for contracting with affiliates, for contracting with producers, for contracting with any number of other people with whom we enter into contracts with, for example, transmitter sites and things like that. The terms of those contracts, as long as they don't change, can be re-executed at any time. Presumably, if management is going to enter into a new contract where the terms change, then there should be a discussion that goes on, and this provides a mechanism for doing that. I could go on about it, but given the shortness of time that the board has opted to allot to this, and I'll just take the personal privilege to say that vote by this board was really of concern to me, because I do think that we've gone through so much time and effort in this that to really allot a meeting, well, we've talked about that. I'll defer that. the point is that this policy basically says notify if there's a concern, then the committee can call for review by the PMB. It is not intended to cause tripping up of the executives in their work. The last point is it's the presumption that particular implementation, a set of rules that govern, you know, what constitutes a new contract can be developed by each of the committees that are responsible for reviewing the contracts. And the LSB is the committee for local contracts that does that. So, for example, we would say, well, okay, any terms that affect intellectual property constitutes a new form of a contract, but a change in the amount of a contract doesn't. And so this will set the terms for the board to be able to develop over time a detailed, unambiguous description. But passing this now would put us in position to start meeting our fiduciary obligation of knowing what kind of contractual arrangements the foundation gets into.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Patty, how much time we left? Patty.
Hello, I'm sorry. We're
how much
at
time
exactly
we have left on this item?
5 minutes. Now we have five minutes.